Email to DaveRoss.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A listener named Victor writes, "Are we at war? If this doesn't scare you, then you are either really brave or really naive." And he attached a link to a YouTube video. So I watched it, and I saw schoolchildren chanting, "I will sacrifice my life to Allah." I saw a father saying, "What else is there for a man but to sacrifice his son for his religion?" And I saw Hezbollah boss Hassan Nasrallah declaring, "We will not bow to the great Satan. Death to America." The final graphic reads, "Hezbollah, coming soon to your hometown." Thanks for the link, Victor. So, does it scare me? Well, let me see. As an American, I am protected by a military whose budget is 32 times the combined military budgets of all the nations in the Axis of Evil. I can't afford to be scared, Victor, because if I were scared by a bunch of people chanting, people who, in comparison with us, are armed with the equivalent of Tonka toys, I'd have to demand my money back. And I'd certainly have to ask, how did it come to this? How did it get to the point that we are comparing these people to our enemies in World War II? How did it get to the point that fighters armed with old artillery shells and garage door openers could face down the mightiest military the world has ever known? I guess, if anything, I'm scared that so many of us are scared. We are citizens of a superpower. Of course we're going to be a target. In this world, the only way to be left alone is to be unimportant. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.